请我们翻到希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉神，那永生的神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
这里讲到基督将自己无瑕无疵地献给神。
Here we see Christ offered himself without blemish to God.
这里也提到他的血。
And it also speaks of his blood.
我们知道这是十字架的故事。
We know this is a story of the cross.
但是上面说基督借着永远的灵。
But it says up ahead that through the eternal spirit.
将自己献给神。
Offered himself.
永远的灵是圣灵的故事。
The eternal spirit is the story of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里不光是十字架的故事。
Not only do we see here the story of the cross.
这里也是圣灵的故事。
We also see the story of the Holy Spirit.
是十字架加上圣灵。
We see the cross plus the Holy Spirit.
圣灵加上十字架。
The Holy Spirit plus the cross.
我们低头再点简单祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你为着这个美好的时间，你召聚我们。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time in which you have called us.
我们不知道为什么我们坐在这里。
We do not know why we are seated here today.
但是我们知道这是你自己的美意。
But we know that it is of your will.
主啊，但愿这一次你借着大会所要有的旨意。
Lord, may your will through this conference this time.
能够成就，能叫你自能完全成就，叫你的心满足。
May it be accomplished so that your heart will be satisfied.
我们感谢你，你已经对我们说话。
We thank you for already speaking to us.
昨天晚上你已经开始你的话。
Last evening you began your word.
我们今天早晨仰望你继续对我们说话。
This morning we look to you to further speak to us.
我们求你把智慧和启示灵赏给我们。
Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真认识你。
That we might truly know you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 大家都知道这次大会的主题是十字架达到神永远旨意的途径。
We know that the theme of the conference this time is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
这个主题有三个子题。
This theme has three subtopics.
十字架与基督。
Cross and the Christ.
十字架与教会。
The cross and the church.
十字架与圣灵。
The cross and the Holy Spirit.
那我的责任就是一同和大家分享圣灵、十字架和圣灵的关系。
And my responsibility is to speak on the relationship of the cross and the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才所读的圣经
The verses we just read
是最清楚的一节圣经
is one of the most clear verses in the Bible.
把圣灵和十字架的关系为我们解释得非常的清楚
As it relates to explaining the relationship between the Holy Spirit and the cross.
所以请我们记得
So let us remember.
圣灵这里称作永远的灵
Holy Spirit here is called the Eternal Spirit.
而这里讲到十字架的时候
And when it speaks of the cross here,
一面讲到我们的主将自己无瑕无疵地献给神
On one hand, it speaks of our Lord offering himself without blemish.
另一面他说到他在十字架上怎样为我们流血
On the other hand, it speaks of how he shed his blood on the cross.
这里说到十字架的救赎
Here it speaks of the redemption of the cross.
我们知道在教会之历史里面有一位弟兄
We know in the history of the church there is a brother
他的名字叫做穆安德烈
His name is Andrew Murray
他讲了两句非常有名的话
He spoke two very famous phrases
就能够 能够告诉我们到底圣灵和十字架有什么关系。
To show us what the relationship is between the Holy Spirit and the cross.
为什么这两句话有名呢？
And why are these two phrases very famous?
这两句话不只帮助了宾路易师母。
Not only did it help our sister Jessie Penn Lewis.
不只帮助了尼托生。
Not only did it help our brother Watchman Nee.
不只帮助了许许多多爱主跟随他的人。
Not only did it help many of those who loved and followed our Lord.
这两句话他所以讲得好。
The reason these two phrases are well spoken.
因为他把圣经里面关于圣灵和十字架的启示讲得非可以说讲得非常的透彻。
Because it explains very thoroughly the relationship and the revelation of the cross and the Holy Spirit.
这两句话就涵盖了圣经里面讲到十字架和圣灵的关系。
And these two phrases encompass the relationship between the cross and the Holy Spirit.
所以那两句话是这样。
And the two phrases are this.
就是圣灵引到十字架。
The Spirit leads to the cross.
十字架又领回圣灵。
And the cross leads us back to the Holy Spirit.
现在我们需要回到圣经。
So now we need to go back to the Scripture.
回到四福音。
Go back to the four Gospels.
回到书信。
Go back to the epistles.
让我们一同来看圣灵如何引到十字架。
So we can see how the Holy Spirit leads to the cross.
十字架又如何引回圣灵？
And how the cross leads us back to the Spirit.
在基督的身上是如此。
In Christ, it is such.
在教会的身上也是如此。
In the church, it is likewise.
在主的身上是这样。
As it is in the Lord's life.
在跟随他的门徒身上也是一样。
So it is to the disciples that follow him.
学生不能高过先生。
The servant cannot be greater than the master.
所以让我们看见是圣灵引到十字架，十字架领回圣灵。
The Spirit leads to the cross, and the cross leads us back to the.
其实我们昨天晚上我们的弟兄已经提得很清楚。
Last evening, our brothers shared very clearly.
我们知道说我们的主道成肉身。
We know that our Lord became flesh.
他一在他母亲的在母腹里面就已经被圣灵充满。
While he was in the womb of his mother, he was already filled with the Spirit.
因为他是从圣灵怀孕的。
Because he was born of the Holy Spirit.
所以是圣灵把我们的主带到他母亲的玛利亚的腹中。
So holy, it was the Holy Spirit who brought our Lord into the womb of Mary.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
那位创造宇宙的神
，the God who created the universe，
对于神来说。他是没有空间限制的。
As to God, he was not limited by space or time.
也是没有时间限制的。
He was not limited by time.
所以当主耶稣的母亲到这个约翰的母亲那里去问安的时候。
When the Lord's mother went and to greet John's mother.
你记不记得那个时候这个约翰的母亲她的胎儿在里面跳动。
Do you remember when inside of the mother of the mother of John, that he jumped inside her.
那不只是约翰的母亲，他这个不止约翰在约翰的母亲跳动。
Not only was John and John's mother jumping up.
他们彼此问安的时候。
But as they greeted each other.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
在宇宙中发生了一件惊天动地的事。
Something earth-shattering happened in that time.
从来没有发生过这样的事。
Something that had never happened before.
结果这个伊丽莎伯怎么说呢？
What did Elizabeth say?
你所怀的胎是有福的。
The one who you have in you is blessed.
道成肉身。
Became flesh.
道太初有
The word became flesh.
太初有道。
At the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
现在道成了肉身。
And now the Word has become flesh.
道是没有时间限制的。
The word is not limited by time.
道是没有空间限制的。
The word is not limited by space.
现在被锁在一个非常微小渺小的空间，也被锁在33年那么短的时间里面。
So something that is and been locked up in space and time in 33 years.
那刚开始的时候，在他母亲的怀里。
At the very beginning, he was in the womb of the mother.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以我们知道说，当我们的主从圣灵怀孕
，when our Lord was birthed through the Holy Spirit.
永远的灵 已经开始把他领到十字架。
The eternal spirit began already to lead him to the cross.
所以他已经在十字架的阴影底下。
So he was already under the shadow of the cross.
在神的观念，在神的心目里面。
In God's heart,
十字架乃是宇宙最高最高的建筑。
The cross was the highest edifice in the universe.
因为它是最高的缘故。
Because it was the highest.
所以它所投的影子也是最长的。
So the shadow that it casts is also the longest.
从一面来说
，On one hand,
虽然十字架是在2000年前哥哥他上所发生的事
，Even though the cross was an occurrence that happened on Golgotha 2000 years ago,
但它的影子从我们的主在母腹里面已经开始。
But its shadow already began while our Lord was in the mother's womb.
所以，当我们的主在主在主耶稣在他母亲的怀里的时候
，So as our Lord was in His mother's womb,
请我们记得
，Let us remember,
他已经在十字架的阴影底下。
He was already under the shadow of the cross.
严格说来
，Strictly,
就像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说
，Just like our brother mentioned last evening,
你知道那个影子不光是这样，而且是一直投回到永远的。
You know that this shadow goes all the way back to eternity.
所以在启示录里面说
So in Revelation it says,
乃是从创立世界以来被杀的羔羊
It is the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗实在说来这个影子不光向后投的
Strictly speaking, this shadow is not only cast backwards.
是2000年前一直往后投的投到过去的永远
2000 years ago was cast even backwards.
而且它是往前投的
But it also is cast forward.
所以十字架是永远的十字架。
So the cross is an eternal cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
你看见它的影子有多长的时候
When you see how long that shadow is.
你就知道在神的心目中十字架是有多高的。
You know how high the cross is in God's heart.
这是极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见是永远的灵。
It is an eternal spirit.
引我们的主到十字架。
Led our Lord Jesus to the cross.
从哪里开始呢
？Where did it begin?
从道成肉身开始。
When the Word became flesh.
从他母亲的腹里开始。
In the beginning of the mother's womb.
不止如此。
Not only that.
十字架又把我们的主带到马槽。
The cross also brought our Lord to the manger.
所有的婴孩都生在摇篮里。
All infants are born in the cradle.
如果是君王。
If you are a good kid, you can't.
那个摇篮是摆在华丽的宫殿里面。
You know that that cradle is placed in the palace.
但是让我们记得。
But let us remember.
当我们的主道成肉身的时候。
When our Lord became flesh.
圣经给我们看见。
The
Bible shows. 他是生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
牧羊人要去找主基督。
The shepherds were there looking for the Christ.
因为主基督已经诞生了。
Because he was already born.
基督就是他们等候已久的弥赛亚。
The Christ was the Messiah that they were waiting for.
那就是要来的王。
And that is the coming king.
弟兄姊妹，难怪几个博士他们到耶路撒冷去找犹太人的王。
No wonder the wise men went to Jerusalem to look for the king of the Jews.
因为如果是君王
，Because if he was a king,
他应该降生在。应该降生在耶路撒冷。
He should be born in Jerusalem.
应该在最华丽的皇宫里面。
He should be at the most luxurious palace.
他应该是在全世界最华丽的摇篮里面。
He should be in the most luxurious cradle in this whole world.
但是几个博士找错了。
But the wise men could not looked.
他们来到了个错的地方。
They went to the wrong place.
你怎么知道主基督已经降生
？How do you know that the Christ was already born?
这是大好的信息，是关乎万民的。
It is a great news spread to the multitude.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
结果你看见那天晚上
，That evening，
在伯利恒没有一个地方是为着我们的主。
In Bethlehem, there was no place for our Lord.
我们的主是从天上来的君王。
Our Lord is the King that came from heaven.
但是这个世界没有准备好。
But this world was not ready for him.
他来到伯利恒。
He came to Bethlehem.
伯利恒没有一个地方能够接待他。
Bethlehem had no place to receive him.
没有空房能够接待他。
No empty room for him.
我曾经看过一个卡通。
Once I saw
一个漫画。
I saw a comic strip.
我看见到，这个上面这个卡通就是，刚好有一个人跳伞从空中跳下来。
And this comic strip shows somebody jumping out of a parachute.
结果刚好下面有一队的军队经过。
And just as he was jumping, there was an army walking by.
那每一个军兵呢，都把枪躺在他的肩膀上。
And each soldier in that army had their rifle on their shoulder.
那么在他的枪膛上面有一把刺刀。
And on the rifle there was the spear.
所以所有的刺刀都是向上的。
So all the spears were pointing upward.
那么这个人就降落，要降落在地上。
And this parachute was about to land.
所以下面的漫画有一个题目叫做"不幸的降落"。
And the phrase on the bottom of the comic said, "An unfortunate landing."
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这就是主耶稣的故事。
This is the Lord's story.
这就是马槽的故事。
This is the story of the manger.
你不是要找弥赛亚吗？
Aren't you looking for the Messiah?
他不是拳头比罗马帝国的拳头还要大吗？
Isn't his fist greater than the fist of the Roman Empire?
如果这样的话，他就可以把以色列人，他的百姓，从罗马的铁蹄底下拯救出来。
He can then save his people, the children of Israel, out of the hand of the Roman Empire.
你怎么知道是主基督呢？
How do you know it is the Lord Christ?
他有什么记号呢？
What kind of mark does he have?
你记不记得天使怎么告诉牧羊人呢？
Do you remember what the angels told the shepherd?
马槽就是他的记号。
The manger is his mark.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
难怪以色列人弃绝他。
No wonder the people of Israel rejected him.
怎么可能
？How's it possible？
怎么可能把马槽和主基督连在一起
？How can you connect the manger with the Christ？
我们知道，在伯利恒，大家都知道，那个房子都是靠近山的。
We know that in Bethlehem, all the houses are very close to the mountain.
现在考古学家能给我们看到大概那个时候主耶稣在的时候那个房子大概什么样子。
And archaeologists can tell us how that house was that where the Lord was.
所以人家都是住在前面。
And the house, the place where people actually live is in the front of the house. 后面
就是山，就是山洞。
And the back of the house faces the mountain.
然后他们就把所有的牲畜就放在最后面。
So they put all of those animals in the back of the house.
山的前面通通是人。
In front of the house is all people.
山的后面，在山的后面通通是畜生，通通是这个牛和羊这些。
And all the things in the back were the animals and the living creatures that they had.
你要找主基督吗？
You're going to look for the Christ.
你应该在皇宫找。
You should look in the palace.
你应该在人群中间找。
You should look for him in the middle of the crowd.
但是没有一个地方是为着我们的主的。
But there was no place for our Lord.
结果他们在马槽找到我们的主。
So they found him in the manger.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
永远的灵。
The eternal spirit.
引我们的主到十字架。
Led our Lord to the cross.
从他诞生开始。
From his birth.
伯利恒的故事，严格说来，就像我们弟兄所说的是十字架的故事。
Strictly speaking, just like our brother mentioned last night, it is a story of the cross.
我们的主已经在十字架的阴影底下。
Our Lord was already under the shadow of the cross.
十字架的故事
，the story of the cross，
乃是我们都是从伯利恒动身的。
Is that we our beginning is from Bethlehem.
伯利恒的故事。就是马槽的故事。
The story of Bethlehem is the story of the manger.
这是我们知道说，这就是我们的主他怎么来到这个地上。
This is how the Lord came to this earth.
然后我们知道他守三十年，他可以说生长在耶和华面前如嫩芽。
We know that also in 30 years he grew up before the Lord as a before God as a tender shoot.
那结果圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
他三十年之久。
30 years,
他过隐藏的生活。
He lived a hidden life.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神的君王
，God the King，
应该引起全世界的注意。
Must should have the most people will pay attention to that.
君王所经过的地方
，wherever a king goes，
应该是所有的尊敬最多的地方。
It's where you receive the most honor.
应该是掌声最多的地方。
Where you receive the most clapping.
但是三十年之久。
But after 30 years.
我们的主隐藏在神的面前。
Our Lord was hidden before God.
他听不见人的掌声。
He couldn't hear the applause of man.
他因为根处于干地。
Because he was just like parched dry land.
所以他的供应不是世界的供应。
So what he gave was not what of the world.
三十年之久。
For 30 years,
他的供应乃是从天上来的。
His contribution came from the heavens.
所以难怪呀，圣经用皂荚木来做约柜。Acacia wood.
So no wonder the Bible uses acacia wood to make the ark.
我们知道约柜是预表基督的。
We know that the ark is a type of Christ.
那大家如果到这旷野去，到西乃旷野去
，If you go to the Sinai wilderness today,
你看见有一些树叫做皂荚树。
You will see these trees called acacia trees.
那是像伞一样，远远看像一把伞一样。
If you look from afar, they look like umbrellas.
但它很少是像一片的森林。
But it's very difficult to see them as a forest.
它常常都是孤单的。
They are most of the time single.
你走一段，你看见一皂荚树。
You will walk one way, you'll see one acacia tree.
你再走一段，就像又碰到皂荚树。
You'll go somewhere else and you'll see another acacia tree.
这就是如果大家在旷野，特别在西乃旷野，你能看见那个景象。
And that is what you see in the wilderness of Sinai.
因为我们的皂荚树乃是给骆驼做食物。
Because we know that acacia tree is actually food for camels.
所以皂荚树的位置刚好是骆驼能够吃到的位置。
So their height is exactly at the same height that the camel can reach.
这个牛和羊根本够不到的。
So whether it be cows or sheep, they cannot reach it.
但是神对于骆驼有个很完全、非常完全的准备。
So the Lord has given camels some preparation.
因为我们的皂荚树充满了刺的。
We know that the acacia tree is full of thorns.
而骆驼的舌头是不怕刺的。
And we know that the tongue of the camel is impervious to thorns.
所以这些就变成了骆驼的食物。
So this has become the food for camels.
骆驼走了20分钟以后，看见一个皂荚树。
After 20 minutes, the camel sees the acacia tree.
再20分钟又是个皂荚树。
20 more minutes, another tree.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
皂荚树什么呢
？What is an acacia tree？
皂荚树乃是根出于干地的。
The acacia tree has its roots in parched.
特别经过了白天的晒以后
，especially after the sunshine in the morning.
整个 Sinai Peninsula， 整个西奈半岛，整个像烘的一块，这个完全像个干地一样。
You'll see the Sinai Peninsula is extremely dry and parched.
那现在我们要问。
We have to ask,
这个皂荚树怎么能生存呢
？How does the acacia tree survive？
因为所有的地通通是干的。
Because the whole land is dry.
如果根出于干地，它怎么能生存呢
？If it is rooted in this dry land, how does it survive？
但是稀奇的很。
But amazing.
这个皂荚树它的树叶很多叶子很多很多。
The acacia tree has many leaves.
每一个叶子都是吸收器。
Every leaf is a machine that absorbs.
所以到了晚上。温度降下来的时候
，So at night when the weather goes lower，
所以你看见空中的水分
，You will see that the moisture in the air
慢慢就冷却下来了
，Slowly it condenses，
然后这些树叶就能够吸取空中的水分
，And these leaves absorb the moisture in the air，
然后第二天
，And the next day，
经过了一个寒冷的晚上
，Through a cold evening，
到了第二天
，In the morning，
它又能经过另外一天也非常干旱的沙漠。
It can go through a dry and desert time.
这就是我们的主30年怎样从地上经过的。
This is how our Lord spent his first 30 years on earth.
因为根出于干地。
Because the root in the dry part.
他所有的供应都是从天上来的。
All that he was given was from the heaven.
天父的笑容是他最大的鼓舞。
The heavenly Father's smile was his greatest encouragement.
他还没有活在人面前以前。
Before he lived before man,
他是单独的活在神的面前。
He singly lived before the Father.
他为什么孤单
？Why was he alone?
他是君王，他不应该孤单。
He was a king. He shouldn't be alone.
他是弥赛亚，他不应该孤单。
He was the Messiah. He should not be alone.
你看见说皇宫是个最热闹的地方。
You see that the palace is the most the place where the most crowded place.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我们看见说我们的主他在30年之久
But in 30 years,
他的的确确是在十字架的阴影底下
He was indeed under the shadow of the cross.
这30年分作12年跟后面18年
And these 30 years could be split between the first 12 years and the latter 18 years.
圣经给我们两个印象
The Bible shows us two, gives us two
当然在这两段时间里面我们知道发生了许多的事
And we know that in this time many things happened.
但是圣灵所给我们的印象
，But the impression that the Spirit gives us
就是给我们看见永远的灵怎样引我们的主到十字架。
It shows us how the eternal Spirit led our Lord to the cross.
前面12年
，The first 12 years，
我们还记得
，We still remember，
在主耶稣大概1岁快到2岁的时候
，When our Lord was about 1 or 2，
你记得那个故事吗？
Do you remember the story?
你知道说希律王怎样要杀两岁以里的孩子。
You remember how King Herod wanted to kill all infants under two.
结果主耶稣的父亲约瑟就带着他就逃到埃及去。
And then the father of our Lord Jesus, Joseph, took our Lord and fled to Egypt.
他逃到埃及的路费。
The way he fled to Egypt.
神特别是借着几个博士为他们预备的。
The way that means for them to flee was prepared, was given to them by the wise men.
有黄金、乳香，还有摩押。
You had frankincense, you had a gold and silver.
那现在我们要知道。
Let us remember.
这些乃是献给犹太人的王。
These things were given to the king of the Jews.
你看见东方的博士不远千里迢迢来到了。
The wise men from the east came from far, far away into Bethlehem.
因为他们要来敬拜犹太人的王。
Because they wanted to come to worship the king of the Jews.
他们知道他是人类的救主。
They knew he was the savior of mankind.
所以几个博士就代表我们这些外邦人来到伯利恒献上我们的敬拜。
So the wise men representing us Gentiles came to worship the king of the Jews.
如果他是犹太人的王。
If he was the king of the Jews.
他应该叫别人逃亡的。
He must have others flee.
希律不是犹太人的王吗？
Wasn't King Herod the king?
他不是叫别人逃亡吗？
Wasn't he making other people fugitive?
如果主耶稣的拳头比罗马帝国还要大的话，
If the fist of our Lord Jesus was greater than the fist of the Roman Empire,
那应该是罗马在十字架上。
Then Rome should be on the cross.
罗马帝国应该在十字架上。
The Roman Empire should be on the cross.
应该希律逃亡的。
Herod should be fleeing.
为什么我们的主耶稣要逃亡？
But why was our Lord a fugitive?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这个王和世界所有的王都不一样。
This king was different than any king on earth.
世界上所有的王都是叫别人流亡。
All the kings on this earth made other people fugitives.
但是因为永远的灵，
But because of the eternal spirit,
引我们的主到十字架，
led our Lord to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
十字架的阴影从他道成肉身就已经开始。
The shadow of the cross began when the Word became flesh.
一步一步的
，step by step，
你看见永远的灵
，the eternal spirit，
引我们的主到十字架
，led our Lord to the cross。
到了后面的十八年
，the latter 18 years，
圣经给我们的印象，或者圣灵给我们的印象
，the impression the Holy Spirit gives us，
他乃是个木匠
，it was that he was a carpenter。
他的父亲是木匠。
His father was a carpenter.
他也是木匠。
He also was a carpenter.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所有的宇宙都是他创造的。
The whole universe was created by him.
哪一棵树不是神他所创造的？
What tree was not created by him?
所有每一棵树都是他创造的。
Every single tree was created by him.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
什么时候把一棵树
Whenever you take a tree.
砍下来。
And you cut it down.
经过改变。
And when you modify it.
最后能变成附在牛上面的鹅
，and it finally becomes a yoke upon an ox.
我们的主必须从约瑟身上来学的。
Our Lord had to learn from the life of Joseph.
约瑟怎么做那个鹅
？How Joseph created or made a yoke?
主耶稣也做那个鹅。
It's the same way our Lord Jesus made that yoke.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的主知道他来到地上为什么。
Our Lord knew why he came down to earth.
他知道他的父亲有一片的田地。
He knew his father had a field.
他愿意在这个田地上满足他父神的心。
And he was willing to fulfill his father's heart within this
field. 所以他说你们应当负我的轭。
So he said, you should take up my yoke.
意思就是说我们应该与我们的主同一 co-yoke with Christ.
Therefore, what it means is we need to be co-yoked with Christ.
但是主怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord
他说我的轭是容易的。
He says, my yoke is easy.
因为他是最好的木匠。
Because he is the best carpenter.
他为什么是最好的木匠呢？
Why is he the best carpenter?
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
他根本就创造万有的。
Because he created everything.
他就是所有生灵树木的创造者。
He is the creator of all animals, of all vegetation.
但是现在他看他父亲怎么做。
But now he sees how his father does it.
约瑟怎么做，他也怎么做。
How Joseph does it, he
耶稣怎么做鹅，他也怎么做。
How Joseph creates a yoke, he also builds
a yoke. 当他这样顺服的时候
，as he is thus obedient,
他不知不觉地顺服了天上的父亲。
Unbeknownst to him, he is also being obedient to the Father.
他能顺服约瑟，因为他顺服天上的父亲。
He can be obedient to Joseph because he is obedient to the Father.
因为是永远的灵把他带到这个地步的。
Because it is the eternal Spirit that has brought him to this point.
因着这个缘故
，for this reason,
你看见吗？他要从约瑟的身上来学怎。怎么做这个鹅
？So he has to learn from Joseph how to build a yoke.
因着他顺服的缘故
，but because he's obedient,
他所做出来的鹅
，the yoke that he makes
是全世界最好的鹅
，is the best yoke in the world.
因为他说我的鹅是容易
，because he said my yoke is easy.
如果鹅做的不好的话
，if the yoke is not done properly,
你放在牛的身上
，when you put it on an ox,
你要受苦的
，you will suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
如果我们是与基督同鹅。
If we are co-yoked with Christ,
不要忘记
don't forget,
我们的主当初就是永远的灵把他引到十字架。
Our Lord was led by the eternal Spirit to the cross.
现在他自己那个鹅在他自己的身上。
Now that yoke is on him.
现在他说你们应当负我的鹅，学我的样式。
He said, now you have to take up my yoke and learn from me.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么故事呢
？What is the story？
这个故事就是十字架的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
这就是永远的灵怎样把我们的主带到十字架。
This is how the eternal Spirit brought our Lord to the cross.
所以一步一步的
，step by step，
从他诞生
，from his birth，
到三十岁
，until 30 years，
他越来越靠近哥哥他。
He was getting closer and closer to the
cross. 他越来越靠近那个十字架。
He was getting closer to that cross.
但是十字架的影子已经开始了。
But theShadow had already begun.
弟兄姊妹，你看你一路上
，all the way，
我们的主就在这个十字架阴影底下。
Our Lord was under the shadow of the cross.
他走完了三十年的路程。
He finished the walk of 30 years.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在这个时候
，at this time，
天上不能不说话了。
The heavens could not keep quiet.
现在天上神天有话要说。
Now the heavens had words to say.
你还记得吗
？Do you remember?
圣灵降在主的身上。
When the Spirit descended upon our Lord.
天上的声音怎么说呢
？The heavenly voice said.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
这是马太福音告诉我们的。
This is what says in Matthew.
但是路加福音。
But Luke.
你是我的爱子。
He says, "You are my beloved son."
我喜悦你。
And I delight in you.
那句话。是何等的安慰
！Those words are comforting words.
三十年的孤单和寂寞
，for 30 years being alone by self.
三十年隐藏的生活
，30 years living a hidden life.
三十年根处于干地
，30 years rooted in dry parched
land. 我们主谦卑卑微到一个地步
，Our Lord was humble to a point.
他要看约瑟怎么做，他也怎么做。
He would imitate what Joseph did.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见吗？我们的主为着要做我们的救主
，Our Lord because He wanted to be our Savior.
他为着最后要完成十字架的工作
，to at the end to do the work of the cross.
在这三十年之久
，throughout these 30 years，
他走那条道路
，He walked that way.
已经是在十字架的阴影底下
，and He was already under the shadow of the cross.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。当我你我当我们的主在十字架阴影底下
，While our Lord was under the shadow of the cross，
最大的安慰是什么
？The greatest comfort was what？
没有一句话比那句话更安慰我们的主。
There is not a phrase that comforted our Lord the most。
你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
You are my beloved son, and I am well pleased in you。
你有没有觉得天上从来没有一个音乐像那么很美妙的？
Could you imagine any music in heaven more beautiful than that?
就是那一句话。
That one phrase.
三十年，漫长的三十年，孤寂的三十年是值得的。
The 30 years hidden, the 30 years alone, it was worth it.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
许多时候我们讲十字架。
Many times we speak of the cross.
我们给一个印象。
Our impression is.
讲到十字架的性格似乎是悲剧的性格。
When we speak of the character of the cross, it's a tragic character.
什么事只要是悲剧的，我们说它十字架。
As long as there's a tragedy or it's tragic, we say it's the cross.
这是大错，大错，大错。
It's a big error, great error, big error.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
让我们记得，你千万不要把所有的悲剧都把它变成，都把它说是十字架。
Don't say that every single thing that is a tragedy is the cross.
因为十字架是和神永远的旨意连在一起。
Because the cross has to do with the eternal presence of God.
而且十字架是圣灵引我们到十字架。
And it is the cross. It is the whole spirit that leads us to the cross.
那个十字架不是你创造出来的。
You did not create that cross.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
盖恩夫人学十字架的功课。
Madame Guyon learned the story of the cross.
她故意把一些石头放在她的鞋底下。
She purposely put stones in her shoes.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
我们要记得，许多的十字架，人工的十字架。
Many times the cross is man's, from man's own hands.
那个不叫十字架。
But that is not the cross.
从圣灵出来的才是十字架。
Only from the Spirit is the cross.
是圣灵引我们到十字架。
It is the Spirit that leads us to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and
sister， 让我们记得
，Let us remember，
我们千万不要把十字架的性格变成一个悲剧的性格。
Do not think that the character of the cross is one of tragedy.
一个人如果背十字架
，If somebody bears
the cross， 好像一个人一天到晚悲剧临到他身上一样。
It's as if tragedy is on him all the time.
不，弟兄姊妹，圣经没有这样的思想。
No, brothers and sisters, there's no thought like this in the Bible.
让我们记得，从我们主的身上
，On our Lord's life，
我们能够知道这个十字架，我永远的灵怎样把我们主引到十字架。
We can see how the eternal Spirit led our Lord to the cross.
那三十年
，For 30 years，
我们的主与父神有最亲密的交通。
Our Lord had the most sweet fellowship with the Father.
在地好像在天。
On earth as if he was in heaven.
你怎么能说是悲剧呢？
How can you say that's a tragedy?
到了最后，
at the very end,
你是我的爱子，
you are my beloved son.
我喜悦，
and I delight in you.
但是不止如此，
but not only that.
前面还有一段路要走。
There's another way that has to be walked.
他生下来，
as he was born,
当他隐藏在父神面前，
when he was hidden before the father,
这是他的生活。
That was his life.
这个是隐藏的生活
，and that was a hidden life.
这个生活是圣灵引他进到这个生活
，and it was this the Spirit led him into this life.
感谢主
，thank you.
现在我们的主还要往前走一段的路
，our Lord now has to continue his on his way.
等于你看见我们的主要再经过三年
，then he has to go another 3 years.
在这三年，他继续的往前走。
And he continues to walk in these 3 years.
我现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
现在本来好像生命的水一直储蓄、储蓄、储蓄。
It's as if the water of life kept collecting and collecting and collecting.
一直等到主三十岁的时候。
Until he was 30 years.
神就把在这个活水前面那个水坝把它提走了。把它挪开了。
Our Lord removed the dam that was in front of the waters of life.
结果生命的水就从我们主身上涌流出来。
And the water of life flowed out of our Lord.
无论到什么地方。
No matter where he went.
生命就带到什么地方。
That is where life went.
所以那三年我们的主是结果累累。
So for 3 years our Lord bore much fruit.
头三十年。
The first 30 years.
Hidden life. 现在后三年 fruitful life.
The first 30 years hidden life.The last 3 years, fruitful.
他为什么能结果累累呢？
Why can he bear so much fruit?
因为是根据那三十年隐藏的生活。
Because it was based on the first 30 years that were hidden.
我们侍奉的能力
The power that we have.
乃是根据我们什么时候能隐藏在神的面前。
It is dependent on how much we can be hidden in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你看见吗？这就是圣灵如何引导我们的主。
This is how the Spirit led our Lord to the cross.
结果经过了三年。
So after 3 years.
你看这三年，我们的主的确满足父神的心意。
Indeed, he accomplished the Father's will.
头三十年。
The first 30 years.
他的生活。
His life.
现在三年是他的工作。
And in this last 3 years, his ministry, his
work. 无论他的生活，无论他的生平，或者他的工作，或者他的职事。
Whether his life or his work or his ministry.
你看见，经过了33年。
For 33 years.
天上又是花了。
Then after 33 years, the heavens spoke again.
这次天上又是花，又说这是我的爱子。
Again, the heaven said, "This is my beloved son."
你们应当要听他。
You shall listen to him.
那这个时候，这件事刚好是发生在变化山上。
And that's what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那非常可能是指着黑门山来说的。
And it's probably speaking of Mount Hermon.
所以在变化山上。
So on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的主不止经过了三十年，也经过了三年。
Our Lord not only went through 30 years, but also went through 3 additional years.
他来到地上。
He came to earth.
他要满足父神的心意。
He was to accomplish the will of God.
他要遵行神的旨意。
He was to do the will of God.
他不止活在神面前。
He not only lived before God.
现在也活在人面前。
But he was to live before man.
他只要活在人面前。
As long as he lives before man.
他不可能叫没有，不可能叫有一个人不活的。
It is impossible for him not to have one person live.
他只要活在神面人面前，每一个人非活不可。
As long as he lives before God, everybody lives.
Making everybody living.You see, 所以每一个人都是活的。
So everybody is our living creature.
这个就是我们的，因为他是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life.
这就是我们的主当初三年怎样在地上。
And that is how our Lord was on earth for 3 years.
借助他的工作来满足神的心意。
Through his work to accomplish the will of God.
头三十年什么也没有做。
The first 30 years, nothing.
来满足神的心意。
To accomplish the will of God.
后面为神做来满足神的心。
But the latter 3 days he worked to fulfill the will of God.
所以为神工作的秘诀。
So the secret of working.
乃是为神不做什么。
Is to do nothing for God.
你能为神不做什么，你就能为神做什么。
If you are able to do nothing, then you are able to do something.
主耶稣工作的秘诀。
The secret of the work of our Lord.
乃是根据他三十年。
Is because it was according to the 30 years.
你看，你永远的灵
the eternal spirit,
一步一步的把我们的主引到十字架
step by step, led our Lord to the cross.
现在靠近哥哥他只有半年了
So getting close, he's half a year away from Golgotha.
现在他几乎可以说在十字架底下
He is at the bottom of the cross.
在那个时候
and at that time,
我们知道圣经告诉我们在变化山上
on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们的主和摩西跟以利亚谈出去的事情。
And our Lord spoke to Moses and Elijah about the Exodus.
那个出去，在希腊原文就是 Exodus， 就是出去的意思。
The word Exodus means Exodus in the Greek.
意思就是说
，What does that mean？
意思就是说，当我们的主完成了父神的旨意。
That is after the Lord had accomplished the will of God.
他已经完成他的旨意，他当然可以回到父那里去。
He obviously was okay. He could go back to the Father.
他如果回到父那里去
，So if he returned to the Father,
他在变化山上，他可以升天。
He could ascend from the Mount of Transfiguration.
弟兄姊妹，他可以升天。
He could have ascended there.
但是我们知道他不能升天。
But we know he could not.
他如果升天的话
，If we were to ascend at that point,
我们这些人就完了。
We would have been done.
我们不只是因为罪人被定罪
，Not only because we are sinners condemned by sin，
更严重的
，But more importantly，
有一个人
，There's one person。
当亚当失败的时候
，When Adam fell，
这个人满足神的心意。
This man was able to fulfill。
这个人从马槽
，This man from the manger，
能够一直长到神的宝座
，Can grow all the way to the throne of God。
经过十字架，然后达到宝座。
Through the cross, arriving at the throne.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
let us remember.
如果我们的主他是人子
if our Lord is the Son of Man,
他能够站在父神的面前
and he can stand before the Father,
我们这些人都被定罪了
we have all been condemned.
而那个定罪是双重的定罪
and that condemnation is a double condemnation.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
但是感谢主
thank the Lord.
那一次我们的主没有升天
that time our Lord did not ascend.
为着你和我的缘故
，For you and for me，
圣灵没有带他到天上去
，The Holy Spirit did not take him to heaven。
圣灵引他从黑门山一直走到哥哥他山。
The Holy Spirit led him from the way of Mount Hermon all the way to Mount Golgotha。
那条路是全世界最卑微的路。
That way was the most lonely way。
这个地球好像一个球一样，是好像我们的脸一样。
Earth is like a face or like our head.
不知道多少年前，这个地球受了伤了。
And many years ago, this earth was hurt, injured.
土耳其一直到非洲
，from Turkey all the way to Africa.
有一条很深很深的裂痕。
There is a rift all the way from there.
最深最深的地方。
And at the very depth of that.
全世界最低最低的地方。
At the deepest part of this earth.
那就是死海。
That is the Dead Sea.
所以请我们记得
Let us remember.
主耶稣的工作是从死海开始的。
Our Lord's work began from the Dead Sea.
因为人堕落到最低。
Because man had fallen to the deepest point.
所以我们主的工作是从最低的地方开始的。
So our Lord's work began from the deepest point.
现在他在黑门山。
Now he's on the Mount Hermon.
是在那一带最高最高的地方。
And he is at that area one of the highest points.
为什么
？Why？
因为他属灵的生命和他属灵的侍奉。
because of his spiritual life and his work.
属天到一个地步。So heavenly.
It was so heavenly.
结果你看他所在的位置乃是最高的位置。
So that his position was the highest possible.
所以从那里升天是很自然的一件事。
So it's very natural to ascend from there.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
因着你和我的缘故。
But because of you and me.
他要从黑门山。
He has to go from Mount Hermon.
经过约旦河谷。
He has to go down through the valley of the Jordan.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
他一面走一面降低，一面走一面降低。
He kept going and going lower and lower and lower.
最后为我们钉在十字架上。
And at the end, he was crucified for us on the cross.
最后六个月。
The last 6 months.
180天。
180 days.
永远的灵。
The eternal spirit.
带他从变化山一直到哥哥他山。
Took him from Mount Transfiguration to Golgotha.
我们知道
We remember.
这一段路
This way.
路加福音讲的最清楚的
is described the clearest in the Gospel of Luke.
马太跟马可告诉我们主耶稣在加利利的工作
Matthew and Mark tell us of our Lord's work in Galilee.
有十八个月
18 months.
约翰给我们看见主耶稣在耶路撒冷的工作
John shows us the work of our Lord in Jerusalem.
路加从第九章到第十九章
Luke from chapter 9 to 19.
是给我们看见主耶稣最后一百八十天他所经过的
Describes what our Lord went through in his last 180 days on earth.
那条路是从黑门山一直到哥哥他的那条路
And that way was from Mount Hermon all the way to Golgotha.
为着他自己
For himself.
我们的主可以从黑门山升天。
Our Lord could have gone to heaven from Mount Hermon.
为着你和我的缘故。
But for you and for me.
我们的主卑微，再卑微，再卑微。
He lowered himself and lowered himself and lowered himself.
最后为我们钉在十字架上。
Until finally he was crucified on the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这条路。
This way.
乃是四福音里面记载最清楚的十字架的道路。
It is the way of the cross that is described the most clear in the four Gospels.
因为我们的主说，我们上耶路撒冷。
Because the Lord said, we are going to Jerusalem.
所以当你读到这个罗马路加福音第九章的时候
，So when you read Luke 9,
你就看得很清楚圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say?
说耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义上耶路撒冷去。
He was resolute in going to Jerusalem.
圣经同时说
，At the same time, he says,
在撒玛利亚有个村庄不接待他。
There was a village in the Samaritans that rejected.
那里人为什么不接待他呢
？Why did they not receive him?
因为路加说他的面，因为他面向耶路撒冷。
They did not receive him because he was journeying with his face toward Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看十字架是令人讨厌的地方。
The cross is something that, people dislike.
你如果走十字架的道路
，If you are to walk the way of the cross,
没有人会接待你的。
Nobody will receive you.
我们的主面向耶路撒冷。
Our Lord's face was facing Jerusalem.
然后只有路加福音告诉我们。
And only Luke tells us.
他们走路的时候
，As they were walking that way,
有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
There was one person who said, "Wherever you go, I will follow you."
这条路什么路呢
？What kind of way is
这条路从黑门山一直到哥哥他那条路。
That was the way from Mount Hermon to Golgotha.
所以那个人说：“你无论往哪里去
，He says, "Wherever you go,
我要跟从你。
I will follow you."
我们的主是往耶路撒冷去。
Our Lord was going to Jerusalem.
这条路是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
那什么样的路呢
？What kind of way is that?
主耶稣是狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只有人子没有枕头的地方。
The Lord said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
这是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
你不是什么路，无论往哪里去，你都跟随吗
？Didn't you say wherever you go, I will follow?
现在我们的主是面向耶路撒冷的。
Now our Lord is facing Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，学生不能高过先生。
The student cannot be greater than the master.
你如果要跟从主的话
，If you are to follow,
他怎么走这条路
？However he walks this way,
你也一趟走这条路。
You should always Also walk that way.
还有一个人说
，Another one said,
主啊，我要跟从你。
He said, Lord, I want to follow you.
但容我去辞别我家里的人。
But permit me, but
六十一节 61.
But first, permit me to say goodbye to those at home.
六十二节，耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
But Jesus said to him, No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
这条路什么路呢
What kind of way is that?
这条路是手扶着犁的
It is one that is a hand holding the plow.
你要向前看的。
You have to look forward.
这样你就能完成父神的旨意。
So you can fulfill the will of God.
我们的主现在手是放在犁上的。
Our Lord's hands was already on the plow.
他脸是向着往前的。
His face was facing forward.
只有你向前的时候。
Only when you face forward.
那个犁刀深入到田里面。
So as the plow is going through the field.
结果你看那个田才能跟得非常笔直的。
So then it was very proper the line of the plow.
你看十字架路是不转弯的。
You know.Know that the way of the cross doesn't have curves.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做十字架的道路呢
？What is the way of the cross?
就给我们看见说
，The Lord shows.
他是扶着犁往前走
，Says holding the plow, walking forward.
所以我们的主说，你们应当负我的轭
，So the Lord said, you have to bear my yoke.
学我的样式。
Learn from me.
这是什么道路呢
？What is this way?
这就是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
然后到了第十章，他们走路的时候就进入了一个村庄，那就是马大、玛利亚他们的故事。
So then he went and went forward into a village. The story of Mary and Martha.
然后到了十八章。
And then when we reach chapter 18.
十八章圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say?
说耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去。”第三十一节。
It says in verse 31 that he took the 12 aside and said, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem.
那如果我们读马可福音同样的一段的话
If we are to look in Mark, there's a verse in Mark 10:32.
他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走。
And they were on the road going to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead.
那我们的主是第一个在前面走的。
Here our Lord was ahead of.
所以这告诉我们这一条路我们也在后面跟的。
And it shows that we need to follow him.
但是马可怎么告诉我们呢
？But what does Mark say?
门徒就稀奇。
Disciples were amazed.
跟从他的人也害怕。
And those who followed were fearful.
这是什么样一条的道路呢
？What kind of way is this？
所以耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将遭遇的事来告诉他们。
And he began to tell them what was going to happen to him.
他说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去。
”Said, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem."
人子将要被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
And the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death.
他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫脸在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Will deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit upon him and scourge him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise again.
当主耶稣快靠近耶路撒冷的时候
，When the Lord was near Jerusalem,
路加福音第十九章说，耶稣说完了这话，就在前面上。耶路撒冷去。
And then in Luke 19, it shows that our Lord walked away and walked up to Jerusalem.
他在他们前面走。
He was walking ahead of them.
耶稣往上耶路撒冷去。
Toward Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
从路加福音第九章一直到十九章
，From Luke chapter 9 to 19,
有一条路是约旦河外的路。
There is a way out of the Jordan.
主耶稣在加利利打发了十二个门徒。
In Galilee, the Lord sent out 12 disciples.
因为有旧约有十二个支派。
Because there are 12 tribes in the Old
Testament. 所以他打发的门徒往以色列迷失的羊那里去。
He sent the 12 disciples to the lost sheep of Israel.
但是当主耶稣在约旦河外的时候
，But as the Lord was outside of the Jordan,
他打发七十个门徒。
He sent 70 disciples.
为什么
？Why?
因为当我们读约创世纪第十章的时候
，Because when we read Genesis 10.
那个世界乃是用七十个国家来代表的。
The world was represented by 70 nations.
我们的主不只把福音送到以色列迷失的羊那里去。
Not only did our Lord send the good news to the lost sheep.
当他到约旦河外的时候
，But as he was outside of the Jordan,
他打发七十个门徒。
He sent 70 out.
就好像十二个门徒打发到以色列一样。
Just like the 12 disciples sent to the children of Israel.
现在他打发七。
Now he sent 70 disciples.
你看见要把福音送到许多地方去。
Because to send the gospel throughout the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见这是主耶稣最后的一百八十天。
We know this is the description of the last 180 days of our Lord's life.
圣经给我们看见他怎样从黑门山一直走到哥哥他山。
The Bible shows us how he went from Mount Hermon to Golgotha.
大家还记得吗？
Do you remember?
在变化山的时候
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
彼得怎么说呢
What did Peter say?
让我们搭三座棚
Let us build three tents here.
一座为主耶稣
One for the Lord.
一座为摩西
One for Moses.
一座为以利亚
One for Elijah.
所以我们知道那是祝棚节的时候快到了
We know that at that time the Feast of Tabernacles was at hand.
在犹太的日历里面
In the Jewish calendar.
有两个循环
There are two phases.
第一个循环
The first phase.
是以逾越节做中心的
Is based on the Passover.
First cycle.
The first cycle is based on the Passover.
那第二个 cycle, 第二个循环
The second cycle.
是以祝棚节来做中心
Is centered on the Feast of Tabernacles.
这个逾越节的故事
The story of the Passover.
乃是麦子跟大麦的小麦跟大麦的故事
It's the story of barley and wheat.
这个祝棚节的故事
The story of the Tabernacles.
乃是橄榄跟葡萄的故事
It's the story of the olives and the grapes.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们的主到了黑门山的时候 到了变化山上
When our Lord arrived at the Mount of Transfiguration,
无论就他的生命
whether it be his life,
无论就他的工作
whether it be his work,
他都已经满足了神的心意
He had already fulfilled the Lord's heart.
他的生命成熟的地步像葡萄一样
His life was so mature, it was like a ripe grape.
你看见每一个美好的葡萄
All good grapes.
代表生命丰满到一个地步
It represents the fullness of life.
它代表着生命丰满到一个何等的地步
It represents the fullness of life to the utmost.
那是葡萄一生最骄傲的时候
And that is the proudest moment of a grape.
没有一个时候比那个时候更骄傲的
No other time is he more proud.
四个月之久
After 4 months.
从空中吸取水分
After absorbing the moisture in the air.
从地里面吸取水分
Absorbing the water from the ground.
然后你看见葡萄就成熟了
And then the grape is ripened.
这个是不就是神永远的旨意呢
Isn't this the eternal will of God?
我们怎么能够达到神永远的旨意
How can we attain to the eternal purpose of God?
所以有些事情就发生了
Certain things happen.
许多犹太人的家庭就搬的许多犹太人就搬到这个葡萄园里面去
So many Jewish people were moved themselves into the vineyard.
然后你看见很多的手就把那些葡萄从葡萄上就摘下来。
And many hands will take down the grapes.
你说应该放在那里，因为那是最美丽的时候。
You say you probably should keep the grapes there because it's when they're most beautiful.
许多画家是用葡萄来做 model 的。
Many artists actually use the grape as a model.
这代表生命的丰满。
Because it speaks of the fullness of life.
没有生命，没有一个生命比这个更美丽。
There is no more beautiful life than that.
葡萄也开花的。
The grape actually, the vine actually blossoms.
但是时间很短的。
But the flowers blossom very short.
它的美丽不在乎花。
The beauty isn't in the flowers.
它的美丽是在那个果子。
The beauty is in the fruit.
所以那些果子就代表它的骄傲。
So the fruit represents its pride.
代表它的 performance, 代表它的 achievements.
It shows forth its achievement.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是应该最骄傲的时候。
This should be the proudest moment of the
结果有手来把它摘下来。
But then hands will grab the grapes.
然后把它们放在个大的压酒池上。
And will put it into a wine press.
他们就把鞋就脱掉了。
And they'll take their shoes off.
然后他们用脚就踩那些葡萄。
And they will step on the grapes.
本来每个葡萄都是美丽的。
Before every grape was beautiful.
生命都是丰满的。
Full of life.
本来生命是看不见的。
Before it was a hidden life.
现在你看见葡萄，你说这个生命丰满了。
But now when you see the grape, you can see the life.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 神的旨意是什么？
What is God's will?
神对葡萄树的旨意是什么？
What is the will for the vine?
神对无花果树的旨意是果子。
The will for the will of God for the fig tree is the fruit.
但是神对葡萄树的旨意不是果子。
But the will for the vine is not the fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see it?
现在当所有的葡萄放在压酒池的时候
，When all the grapes are put into the press，
你看见葡萄破碎了。
You see that the grape is stricken.
你看不见它的美丽。
You no longer see its beauty.
你只看见它的羞耻。
You only see its shame.
你看不见它的完整。
You no longer see its completion.
你只看见破破碎碎的。
You only see it broken apart.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
有一个管子从一个大的压酒池就流到下面一个小的酒池。
So there is a channel that sends it from the big press to a smaller one.
然后葡萄酒就产生。
And then the wine is created.
到了冬天的时候
In the winter.
在以色列国度里面不管你有多贫穷
No matter how poor you are in Israel.
你在你的桌子上都有一杯的葡萄酒
You will always have a glass of wine on your table.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因着葡萄把自己一切都给了
Because that grape gave all of its all.
到了冬天的时候
During the winter,
也许这些葡萄树干仍就躺在冰天雪地里面,
and maybe the vines are laying out in the cold and the ice,
被人忘记,
forgotten by
被人弃绝,
men, rejected by men.
但是那个美酒能够叫世界许多贫苦的大众能够得着满足,得着喜乐。
But that wine will enable all those impoverished in the world to be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主, 在黑门山的时候,
Our Lord, when he was on Mount Hermon,
他的生命就像成熟的葡萄一样,
his life was like a ripened grape.
他可以升到天上,
he could have gone to heaven.
只有父神能够欣赏他,
only the Father could appreciate him.
但是怎么能把他的生命也分给别人呢?
How can he give of his life to others?
在把生命分给别人以前,
Before he gave of his life to others,
他怎么能把我们这些罪人带到神的面前?
How can he bring us sinners before God?
所以弟兄, 现在我们明白了,
now we understand.
当主耶稣把水变成酒的时候,
when the Lord turned the water into wine,
他对他母亲说,
he told his mother,
我的时候还没有到,
my time has not yet arrived.
我是真葡萄树,
I am the true vine.
我需要一个真的酒渣,
I need a true wine press.
现在, 我还时候还没有到，我真的把水变成酒。
The time has not arrived, so I'm changing the water into wine.
还没有到，那个是真的还没有到。
And indeed, the time has not arrived yet.
他要等。
He had to wait.
到了约翰福音12章。
In John chapter 12.
有希腊人说要见耶稣。
The Greeks who wanted to see Jesus.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这些苏格拉底的门徒。
These are the disciples of Socrates.
这些柏拉图的门徒,
the disciples of Plato.
这些亚里士多德的门徒,
Aristotle's disciples.
他们花了500年的时间,
they spent 500 years.
他们希望能把世界把人间变成天堂,
they wanted to make this whole world into a heaven.
经过了500年,
over 500 years.
他们怎么说呢?
What did they say?
我们的酒用尽了,
our wine is gone.
就像主耶稣到那个婚宴里面去一样,
just like at that time when our Jesus was at the wedding,
主耶稣就等这个时候,
and it was at this time,
什么时候世界说我们的酒用尽了,
when the world says we have used up our wine,
主耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了,
the Lord says the time for the Son of Man to be glorified has arrived.
他说我若举起来就吸引万人来归向我,
it says if I had to be lifted up, myriads will fall and worship me.
现在我们懂得了,
now we understand.
为什么哥哥大山?
Why Golgotha?
因为十字架乃是真酒渣,
because the cross is the true wine press.
因为他是真葡萄树,
because he is the true vine.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂得,
now we understand.
是圣灵把我们的主引到十字架,
it was the Holy Spirit who led our Lord to the cross.
当我们的主挂在上面的时候,
when our Lord was hung on the tree,
看啊,
Behold, the Lamb of God.
果然约翰是唯一的一个门徒,
John, the only disciple,
他亲眼在十字架底下,
with his own eyes at the foot of the cross,
他看见神的羔羊,
he could see the Lamb of God.
就在那一天,
at that time,
当犹太人忙着预备逾越节的羊羔的时候,
when the Jews were getting ready for the preparing the Paschal lamb,
从12点到下午3点钟,
from 12 to 3,
犹太的祭司在以色列祭司在圣殿里面,
the priests were in the temple,
要宰许许多多的羔羊,
slaughtering many lambs.
根据历史学家告诉我们,
according to history,
那个时候大概是有25万只的羔羊,
historians tell us there were about 250,000 lambs slain.
就在从12点到3点钟,
from between 12 and 3 o'clock.
但就在那个时候,
and it was at that time,
有一个声音在十字架上说, 我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
There was a voice on the cross that said, my God, why hast thou forsaken?
就是从12点到3点钟,
from 12 to 3,
你看见主耶稣说, 我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
Our Lord said, my God, why hast thou forsaken?
现在他站在你的位置, 现在站在我的位置,
He stood in your stead and in my stead.
看啊,神的羔羊,
behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 当约翰跟随主的时候,
as John followed the Lord,
他起头说, 看啊,神的羔羊, 听见, 看啊,神的羔羊,
before he said, behold the Lamb of God.
现在羔羊无论往哪里去, 他都跟随,
no matter where the Lamb goes, he will follow.
他做了个跟随羔羊的人,
he became a follower of the Lamb of God.
经过了一个逾越节,
After one Passover,
你看见那个羔羊还是影子 shadow.
This lamb was still a shadow.
第二个羔逾越节
the second Passover,
还 shadow.
It's still a shadow.
到了第三个逾越节
at the third Passover,
约翰亲眼看见
John saw with his own eyes.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你记得吗
do you remember?
整个旧约的历史
The whole history in the Old Testament.
所有的以色列人
all the people of Israel.
他们心中都有一个问题
They had one question.
那个问题是什么
What was that question?
那个问题就是以撒的问题
The question was the question of Isaac.
以撒问他父亲说
Isaac asked his father.
羔羊在哪里呢
Where is the lamb?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
旧约有羔羊
There was a lamb.
你把牛和羊牵来
There were lambs in the Old Testament.
牛和羊也流血
And the lambs and the...And the ox were they shed their blood.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
牛羊的血
but their blood
只能遮盖人的罪
could only cover man's sin.
旧约所有的罪都是被遮盖的
All the sins in the Old Testament were covered.
但是不能除去那个罪
but they could not remove the sin.
看啊，神的羔羊
behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽
who removes the The sins of the
但到真的羔羊来到的时候
so when the true Lamb of God arrives,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这就是圣灵怎样引导我们的主一直到十字架
This is how the Spirit leads our Lord to the cross
感谢主
Thank you,
他在十字架上
On the cross
站在我们的位置
He stood in our stead
我们所有的罪都压在他的身上
All our sins were upon him
所以父神掩面不看他
So the Father turned away his face
在那个时候他说我的神我的神你为什么离弃
At that time he said my God, why hast thou forsaken
他说我渴了
He says I thirst
他为我们经过了地狱的痛苦
He went through the pain of hell
为什么他说我渴了
Why did he say I thirst
因为他应许撒玛利亚妇人说你凡喝这水的永远不要再渴
Because he promised the Samaritan woman If you drink of this water, you shall never thirst.
你为什么不再渴呢
Why do you no longer thirst?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因为我们的主在十字架上说我渴了
Because our Lord on the cross said, I thirst.
弟兄姊妹他对于犯淫乱的妇人说
He spoke to the adulterous woman.
没有人定你的罪吗
Is no one going to condemn your sin?
如果没有罪的应该拿没有罪的可以第一个拿石头打你
The one who does not have sin can throw the first stone.
一个人也没有吗
Is there no one?
这些人他们以为是审判官
They thought that these were all
the judges. 结果我们的主才是审判官
But our Lord is the judge.
就说你们没有罪的可以第一个拿石头来打他
The one who has no sin can cast the first stone.
结果他们一个一个都走了
So one by one they left.
我们的主最有资格来定这个妇人的罪。
Only our Lord was the most worthy to be able to condemn this.
但是我们主怎么说呢
？But what did our Lord say?
我也不定你的罪。
I will not condemn you.
这怎么可能
？How's that possible?
根据圣经
，According to the Bible.
神怎么可能叫不义的变成义的？
How can God make the unrighteous righteous?
那么这样神就是不义了吗
？If so, He, our God, is unrighteous.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
我们的主虽然没有定那个妇人的罪
Even though our Lord did not condemn the adulterous woman,
He condemned himself. 他定他自己的罪
But he condemned himself.
如果全世界没有其他的罪人
If there is no other sinner in this world,
如果全世界只有这个淫乱的妇人
If there is only this adulterous woman left,
现在主耶稣必须为他定在十字架上
The Lord had to die for her on that cross.
当他为主钉在十字架上的，为他钉在十字架上的时候
，When he died for her on that cross,
他一面满足了父神的要求
，On one hand he fulfilled the requirement,
公义的要求
，The requirement of
另一面满足了父神的爱
，But on the other hand he fulfilled God's love.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就是我们的主在十字架上所完成的工作。
This is the work that was accomplished on the cross.
所以约翰是最清楚的。
So it's very clear in John.
他说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
He said.Behold the Lamb.
所以当我们的主在十字架上的时候
So when our Lord was on the cross,
我们看得很清楚
We clearly see.
一面他是为我们钉在十字架上
On one hand, he was nailed to the cross for us.
他要除去世人的罪
He is to take away the sin of the world.
他要做人类的救主
He is to be the savior of the world.
弟兄姊妹，是我们的罪
It is our sin.
叫我们与神隔绝
That separates us from God.
叫我们的是我们的罪，叫我们离开神，不知道有多远。
It was our sin that separated us far from God.
但在十字架上。
But on the cross,
我们的主一手拉着父神的手。
On one hand, our Lord grabbed the hand of the Father.
一手拉着我们的手。
The other hand grabbed our hand.
当他断气的时候。
And as he gave up the last breath,
当他死的时候,
as he died,
他把这两只手放在一起,
he put together both his hands
叫我们能够与神和好,
so that we can be reconciled to God. This is the story of the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神永远的旨意怎么达到呢?
How do you reach God's eternal purpose?
人已堕落了,
man has fallen.
人犯罪了,
man has sinned.
那怎么办呢?
What do we do?
所以你看见圣灵引到十字架,
the Holy Spirit leads to the cross, so that the eternal purpose of God may be done. Because man has fallen in sin. So through the cross, we can be reconciled to the Father. But not only that, not only is he the Lamb of God, he is also the heavenly ladder.
你记得吗?
Do you remember?
他就是天梯, 在十字架上他就是那个天梯,
on the cross, he is that heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着天,
on one hand, he grabs the heaven. The other hand, he grabs the earth.
结果在十字架上,
and on the cross,
你看见天与地又重新连接,
earth and heaven are once again together.
罪叫人与神分开,
sin separates man with God.
罪也叫天与地分开,
sin also separates earth and heaven.
人不知道离开神有多远,
man is so far away from God.
地不知道
likewise, the earth is so far away from God. But thank you, Lord.
现在因着十字架的工作,
because of the work of the cross,
天离得非常近,
the heaven is very close.
我们这些接受主耶稣基督的,
we who have accepted the Lord Jesus,
在地好像在天,
we are on earth as in heaven.
我们这相信主耶稣的人,
we who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们既靠近神不能够再近,
we are so close we can't get any closer.
我们靠着主耶稣的宝血,
we are close to his precious blood.
那个坦然无惧地来到神的面前,
and we can come boldly before his presence.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在我们明白了,
now we understand.
这就是十字架的工作,
this is the work of the cross.
十字架就是把天再带回来给我们,
the cross brings heaven back to us.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就叫我们回到伊甸园去,
it reminds us we go back to Eden.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就是我们重新又得着乐园,
we again regain paradise.
Paradise regained. 所以我们看见整个乐园又恢复了,
so the paradise is regained.
那么这个是不是就神永远的旨意呢?
Is this God's eternal purpose?
弟兄姊妹, 如果今天我们回到伊甸园,
if we have gone back to the Garden of Eden,
我们是回到无罪的状态,
we have gone back to a sinless perfection.
神的旨意是什么?
What is God's will?
神的旨意是要我们吃那生命树的果子,
God's will is for us to eat of the fruit of the
tree of life. 生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
这个生命是在基督里面,
the life is in Christ.
所以意思就是说, 我们应当接受耶稣基督进到我们的里面,
so that means we need to accept Jesus Christ in us.
这才是神永远的旨意,
that is the eternal will of God.
但是弟兄姊妹, 现在我们要问一个问题,
now we have to ask a question.
这件事情怎么发生的呢?
How does this happen?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那么你看见一面, 我们是乐园复得了,
on one hand, it's paradise regained.
但是我们怎么能够得着那个生命呢?
But how do we gain that life?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在我们知道了,
now we know.
是约翰告诉我们,
John was the one who told us,
我们的主的十字架是在一座园子里面,
the cross of our Lord was actually in a garden.
生命树在园子里面,
the tree of life was in a garden.
主耶稣钉十字架也是在园子里,
our Lord crucified was also in a garden.
然后彼得告诉我们,
and Peter tells us,
他被挂在木头上,
he was hung on the tree,
亲身担当我们的罪,
he bore all our sins.
弟兄姊妹, 在希腊原文, 他是被挂在树上,
in the Greek it says he was hung on the tree.
人堕落犯罪以后,
after man sinned,
人没有可能靠近生命树,
it's impossible to draw close to the tree of life.
但是请我们记得,
but let us remember,
当我们的主挂在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord was hung on the cross,
那棵树对我们来说,
that tree to us,
乃是生命树,
is the tree of life.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
主说我是真葡萄树,
he said, I am the true vine.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
当我们的主钉在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord was crucified,
我们的主为我们经过真的压酒池,
he went through the true winepress,
他的生命释放出来,
and his life poured forth.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们有了明天,
today we have a tomorrow.
他果然把最好的酒留到后头,
he left the best wine for the last.
这就为什么在诗篇22篇,
that is why in Psalm 22,
第六节,
verse 6.
你知道,那里讲到,那里是个预言,
there it's a prophecy.
今天大家看电影, 看到主耶稣怎么钉在十字架。
Today, when you go to the theater, you've seen how Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
不管你根据什么文献。
No matter what line of thought.
最重要的 what document.
No matter what kind of
document. 最重要的当然是四福音。
Of course, the most important are the four gospels.
所以许多时候，如果你根据四福音的记载。
According to the narration of the four gospels,
你看见不管怎么样，都是从外面来看主耶稣怎样为我们钉十字架。
You can see outwardly how our Lord was crucified.
但是在诗篇二十二篇
，But in Psalm 22,
主耶稣挂在十字架上
，When our Lord hung on the cross,
是他在那里描写
，It was Him describing
在十字架上他所经过的
，What He went through on the cross.
当整个地心的吸力把他往下拽的时候
，When all of that pressure of gravity was pulling him down.
他说我的骨头都能够数过。
He said all my bones were crushed.
我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。
My tongue is glued to the bottom of my mouth.
我的心像蜡一样的融化。
My heart is melting like wax.
他们砸了我的手，他们也砸了我的脚。
They have pierced my hands and pierced my feet.
弟兄姊妹，你在人类你找不到任何一个 document 像诗篇二十二篇。
You cannot see a document like Psalm 22.
在第六节他怎么说
？What does it say in verse six？
他说我是虫，我不是人。
He says, "But I am a worm, not a man."
他为什么说我是虫呢
？Why does he say I am a worm？
因为希伯来原文那个虫
，because in the Hebrew that word worm
和这个会幕里面的紫红色那个紫色是一个字的
，is the same word as the word scarlet in the tabernacle.
那现在我们要问
，Now we ask，
这个两个字为什么是一个字呢
？How come these two are the same word？
现在我们的颜色是经过 chemical process， 经过化学制作的。
Today our colors are gone through chemical process.
圣经里不是的
，but not in the Bible.
像圣经里面蓝色
，the blue in the Bible，
那个蓝色是从这个地中海岸的那许多的海瓜鸟取来的。
The blue comes from the little different snails found in the Mediterranean.
当这个地中海上空的太颜色，当太空上面是全部蓝的时候
，when the sky above the Mediterranean is completely blue.
你知道那个紫外线很强的。
You know that the rays are very strong.
在那个时候，如果你去取那个液体，取那个海瓜的液体的话，那就是蓝色的。
So if you were to take out of the creatures in the sea.You can actually take the pigment of blue out of it.
如果天气阴天的话，就变成另外一个颜色了。
But actually, if the sky is overcast, the color is different.
所以圣经许多的颜色是从生命来的。
So in the Bible, much of the color comes from life.
在旧约里面
，in the Old Testament.
那现在化学家能够把那个整个的过程把它描写出来。
But today, all the chemists can create a process.
No, can find out that. They can describe.
They can describe the process.
所以我们知道说这个就是，所以为什么这个我是虫不是人呢
？I am a worm, not a man.
因为这个虫
，this worm，
乃是它里面有很多的液体。液体 liquid.
In this worm, there is much liquid.
In the womb, yeah.
In the worm, there is much liquid.
那么如果你把它挤破了以后，那个里面的紫红色的颜色就出来了。
If you were to crush the worm, then a lot of fluid of the scarlet color will come out.
所以那个时候他们用这个来染那些布的。
So they used these worms to dye cloth at that time.
然后就是君王的衣服。
So it became the garment of a king.
所以我们的主说我是虫不是人。
So our Lord said, I am a worm, not a man.
那什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
他就好像那个虫一样。
He is like that worm.
而这种虫有什么特点呢
？What is the feature of this worm?
这种虫常常是寄生在树上的。
And these worms put themselves on trees.
Often.
They're often on trees.
结果等到 storm 间，等到暴风雨来到的时候。
So when the storm arrives,
那它为着保护小虫或者是幼卵。
So to protect the larva, to protect their little ones.
所以它就用尽所有的力量，尽量靠近那个树。
It uses itself and presses itself against the tree.
因为它用很大力气的呀。
And because it uses so much strength.
所以那个树上面的刺就刺到它的身体里。
So the tree itself pricks the body of the worm.
所以母亲就把她生命和她所有的液体都给了她。
So the mother will sacrifice her whole life and the fluid in her for her children.
到了第二天早晨。
So on the next day,
当太阳照在那个树上的时候
，when the sun shines on that tree，
你远远看那棵树
，from far away you look at that tree，
那个树上那是一滩的血
，you will see a sea of blood。
但在太阳光底下
，but under the sun，
你看那幼虫在那里有了很美好的明天
，you will see the little small worms have a tomorrow。
所以主说我是虫
So the Lord said, I am a worm.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
因着我们的主为我们挂在十字架上
Because the Lord hung on the cross for us.
这个十字架就对我们就变成生命树。
This cross became our tree of life.
他把更好的明天给了我们
He gave us a better tomorrow.
他把更好的酒留给我们
He gave us a better wine.
为什么
Why?
因为他自己为我们经过了无情的酒榨
He himself went through for us through the wine press.
结果你看见他把最好的酒给了我们
And he gave us the best wine.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们清楚了
Now we're clear.
如果他把他生命给我们
If he gave us of his life,
那今天的生命住在我们的里面
And today his life is in us.
我们就有美好的明天
We have a better tomorrow.
这就是为什么我们今天活着有意义
That is why we have a purpose in life today.
感谢主现在一步一步的我们就可以被带到神永远的旨意
Step by step, we can be taken into the God's eternal purpose.
但是我们的故事不能停在这里
But our story can't end here.
这个是告诉我们圣灵如何引到十字架
This shows us how the Spirit leads to the cross.
如果光停在这里的话
If we were to end there,
你看两千年前有一个荣耀的事实
We see 2,000 years a glorious occurrence.
道成肉身
Word became flesh.
然后主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
And he was nailed to the cross for us.
他为我们完成了这许多。
He accomplished much for us.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
那是两千年的事。
That was what happened 2,000 years.
现在主耶稣的血应该流干了。
Now the blood is dry.
主耶稣的血怎么能洗净你的罪跟我的罪
How can the Lord's blood wash away your sin and mine?
如果主耶稣能洗净你的罪和我的罪
If he can wash away your sin and mine,
那么这个功效是发在你身上，发生在我身上。
This happens in your life and in my life.
两千年前是客观的故事。
2,000 years ago, it was an objective life.
两千年后是主观的故事。
2,000 years later, it's subjective.
为什么救恩能在我们身上成功呢
Why can salvation be accomplished in us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看秘诀在哪里呢
Where's the secret?
秘诀就是永远的灵。
The secret is the eternal spirit.
什么叫永远的灵
What is the eternal spirit?
神是永远的神。
God is eternal God.
在他的观念里面就有永远。
In him, in his thought process, there's only eternity.
我们有过去，有现在，有将来。
We have the past, present, and future.
在神的观念里面。
But to God.
他永远是现在。
Forever it's today.
所以弟兄姊妹
Do you see that?
圣灵既然是永远的灵
Even though, because the spirit is eternal.
对于神来说是永远是现在
For God, it is, we are always today.
神做的工作是现在的工作
God's work is the work today.
但是我们有两千年前和两千年后的分别
But we have a differentiation between the past 2,000 years and 2,000 years later.
所以是谁把过去跟现在连在一起呢
So who is the one who connects the past to the present?
谁把客观的变成主观的呢
Who makes the objective into subjective?
所以当保惠师来的时候
So when the comforter arrives
他引导我们进入一切的真理
He leads us into all truth
他把所有的客观要变成主观的
He makes all that is objective subjective
这怎么可能呢
How is that possible?
他是永远的灵
He is a forever
这个十字架是个永远的十字架
This is eternal cross
因为他是永远的十字架
Because it's eternal cross
弟兄姊妹今天我们能得着十字架的好处
We can gain of the benefits of the cross
所以现在你看见说
Now you see
虽然十字架已经完成了
Even though the cross is finished
但是圣灵把它交通给我们
But it is the spirit that fellowships it to us
这点非常重要的
Let us, it's very important
你看见圣灵总是把它在主耶稣在十字架所完成的交通给我们
So what God has, what the Lord has accomplished on the cross the Holy Spirit gives us in fellowship
那因着这个缘故
For this reason
弟兄姊妹你看见吗一面你要一面你能看见主耶稣两千年前所完成的今天在我们能坐在我们身上
Now you can see that what was accomplished 2,000 years ago can be done in us today.
你就相信就得救了。
You believe and you're saved.
所以这是圣灵的故事。
This is the story of the Spirit.
那么今天那个故事不能光停在十字架。
But the story cannot end at the cross.
那只有圣灵能把我们从客观变主观的。
Only the Spirit can make this objective.
如果光停在那里，所有都是客观的。
If we stop at the cross, everything is objective.
所有都是道理的。
Everything is just a thought.
都是非常好的道理。
It's a very good doctrine.
好像一皮一篮的水果在空中，你吃也吃不到的。
It's as if you have a basket of fruit in the air that you can't reach.
你只能够叹息。
You can only sigh.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brother,
神不要我们叹息。
But the Lord does not want us to sigh. For this reason,
十字架又领回圣灵
The cross leads the Spirit.
所以这就是后面主耶稣死后的故事
So this is the story after our Lord died.
他不光为我们死
Not only did he die for us,
他为我们从死里复活
He resurrected for us.
为我们升到天上,
he ascended for us.
然后圣灵降下来,
then the Holy Spirit descended.
等到圣灵降下来, 住在我们的里面,
when the Holy Spirit descended and abode in us,
他引导我们进入一切的真理,
he leads us into all truth.
这时候所有客观的都变成主观,
all objective becomes subjective.
那现在我们来看,
now we ask.
从这个十字架怎么一直到圣灵降下来?
How from the cross all the way to when the Holy Spirit descends?
约翰福音给我们看得最清楚。
We see it very clearly in John.
因为只有约翰福音给我们很特别的指明给我们看。
Because only John pointedly shows us.
主耶稣钉十字架的那一天,
the day that our Lord was crucified.
恰恰好是逾越节那一天。
It was exactly the same time of the Passover.
以色列人12点到3点钟忙着宰杀逾越节羔羊的时候,
as the people of Israel were getting ready to slaughter the lambs,
就是主耶稣,
between 12 and 3, it was right at then that our Lord was being crucified.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
but quite amazing.
当我们注意到这个, 旧约的图画的时候,
when we see the picture in the Old Testament,
你知道说在逾越节以后, 逾越节附近有一个初熟节,
during the same time of the Passover, there's also the feast of the first fruits.
然后呢, 接着过了49天以后, 就有个五旬节,
so after 49 days later, you have Pentecost.
所以有三个节,
so you have three festivals.
一个逾越节,
one Passover.
一个初熟节,
one first fruit.
还有一个就是五旬节,
and the other Pentecost.
那这三个是连在一起的,
these three are connected.
五旬节的根据是什么?
What is the basis of Passover?
根据什么时候以色列人把那个初熟的果献上?
It is when they, when the people of Israel offer the first fruits.
然后祭司把这个麦穗在神面前摇。
And then the grain offering is waved before God.
从那天开始算50天就是五旬节。
So 50 days after that, it's Pentecost.
那很清楚的。 那么这个初熟节的根据是什么?
What is the basis of the first fruit?
是逾越节。
It's the Passover.
在逾越节那个礼拜,
during that week of the Passover,
到了安息日第二天就是初熟的节。
The day after the Sabbath is the first fruits.
稀奇的很，弟兄姊妹。
It's quite amazing.
在主耶稣钉十字架那一年,
the year that the Lord was crucified.
不光主耶稣钉十字架和逾越节是吻合的。
Not only was it coincidental that the Passover was the same day he was crucified.
主耶稣不是第三天从死里复活吗?
Didn't our Lord resurrect on the third day?
不是刚好是安息日次日吗?
Isn't the day after the Sabbath?
主耶稣不是初熟的果子吗?
Isn't he the first fruit?
所以当他被高举的时候,
so when he was exalted,
他因着死里复活就被神高举。
And because he came out, he resurrected from the dead, he was exalted.
这不是摇祭是什么?
Isn't that a wave offering?
弟兄姊妹, 你看见没有?
Do you see that?
这个根据是什么?
What is the basis?
这个主耶稣从死里复活乃是根据他的十字架。
The, for him, his resurrection was based on the cross.
就好像初熟节是根据那个，也就根据好像根据这个，根据五旬节，根据逾越节一样。
Just like the first fruits is based on the Passover.
然后最后到了50天以后就是五旬节。
So 50 days later is the Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
讲到十字架,
we speak of the cross.
叫你想起逾越节,
it reminds you of the Passover.
讲到主从死里复活,
when you speak of the resurrection,
叫我们想起，不是。 这个叫我们想起初熟节,
and it reminds us of the first fruits.
当圣灵降下那一天,
when the Holy Spirit descended,
我们都知道就是五旬节的那一天。
It was the day of Pentecost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
当我们的主说,
when our Lord said,
人子的荣耀的时候到了,
the time for the Son of Man to be glorified has arrived.
接着怎么说?
What did he say?
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就仍旧是一粒。
If a grain falls into the earth and doesn't and dies, it remains itself alone.
若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
你知道这是初熟节的故事。
You know, this is a story of the feast of
first fruits. 这是收割的故事。
This is a story of harvest.
你怎么知道现在收割了?
How do you know you're harvesting?
有人把最好的果子送到圣殿去。
They have given the best fruits into the temple.
最好的果子要献在神面前。
And the best fruits are to be offered before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 多少千年来,
many years ago,
天好像棺材顶一样,
it's the heaven was as if it were the ceiling of a tomb,
coffin,
a coffin.
这个地好像棺材底一样,
and the earth was as if it was the bottom of a coffin.
我们这些人从来没有从这个大棺材里面冲出去过,
we have never burst out of this coffin before.
但是感谢主,
but thank you,
我们主从死里, 我们主钉十字架三天以后,
But 3 days after our Lord was crucified,
他是第一个冲破这个大的坟墓的,
he was the first one to burst out of the coffin.
他就是那个出世的果子,
he is the first fruit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这不是丰收是什么?
If this is not harvest,
一粒麦子落在地死了,
a grain of wheat falls into the sky. This is a story of the cross.
借助许多的子粒来,
and it has bear much fruit.
这不是复活的故事吗?
This is the story of resurrection.
不是在复活里面把他生命释放给我们吗?
Didn't he give us life through resurrection?
生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
我们怎么能得着永远的生命呢?
How do we gain eternal life?
他不光为我们死了, 也为我们复活了。
He not only died for us, but he resurrected
弟兄姊妹,
for us.
如果你光看见逾越节,
if you only see
Passover,
you only see the story of blood. But death and the and life and death and resurrection are always together in the Bible.
死不是目的，生才是目的。
Death is not the purpose. Life is.
死只不过是个手续, the means to an end. 只不过是一个目的，达到一个目的，达手续经过目的就是了。
Death is but a means to an end.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是复活的故事。
This is a story of resurrection.
但是够了吗?
Is that enough?
不止这么多。
No.
现在你看见初熟节是把麦穗在那里摇。
And the, during the festival, the first fruits, you see the wave offering.
一粒麦子已经落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat is all
你看现在接触许多的子粒来。
Now much fruit is born.
你能用这些子粒来供应人的需要吗?
Can you feed many with this fruit?
弟兄姊妹。 你怎么能够叫人神怎么能满足神也能满足人呢?
How can you satisfy God and man?
所以到了五旬节的时候,
during Passover, during Pentecost,
结果圣经告诉我们是两个饼在神的面前,
we see two loaves before God.
然后这两个饼在神面前摇的,
these two loaves are waved.
同样一件事,
the same thing,
代表那个丰收,
it represents the harvest.
而这个丰收呢, 在初熟节的时候不过是麦穗。
And during the first fruits, this is but grain offering.
但是这个丰收最高点在什么地方呢?
But what is the apex of the harvest?
这个最高点在五旬节。
It is at Pentecost.
现在经过变成饼了。
Now it's become a loaf.
那个麦穗每一个麦粒都像黄金一样。
Each grain is like a piece of gold.
在太阳照底下都像 golden grain, 都是黄金的籽粒。
So when you're under the sun, it's like a golden grain.
每一个黄金籽粒都是非常骄傲的。
And each golden grain is very proud.
但是让我们记得,
let us remember,
什么叫五旬节呢?
What is Pentecost?
五旬节是把这些麦子通通磨碎了。
It is the crushing of every single grain.
你失去你的自己。
You lose yourself.
我也失去我的自己。
I lose myself.
然后是油把他们结成功一个身体的。
And it is the oil that puts them into one body.
圣经里面给我们看见圣灵与油乃是预表圣灵。
And the oil typifies the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道在五旬节那一天,
so at the day of Pentecost,
圣灵果然把我们进成功做一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized us into one body.
那120个麦粒,
120 grains.
他们通通被磨粉粉碎了。
All of them were crushed into powder.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
这是稀奇的工作。
That's an amazing
work. 然后最后圣灵把他们进成功做一个身体。
And at the end, the Holy Spirit baptized them into one body.
现在有两个饼在神面前摇。
Now you have two loaves waving.
这告诉我们说,
what does that say?
我们的主就是生命的粮。
It says that our Lord is the food of life.
不光生命的粮,
not only food of life.
你看这两个代表见证,
but it also represents testimony.
这就是教会的见证。
That is the testimony of the
什么是教会呢?
Church.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
乃是基督把我们进成功做一个身体。
It is Christ baptizing us into one body.
所以当圣灵降下来的时候,
when the Holy Spirit descended,
也就是丰收的时候,
that is the time of harvest,
也就是神的旨意要达到的时候,
and that is the time for the fulfillment of God's will.
结果教会诞生了。
And the church was born.
所以弟兄姊妹，这什么故事呢?
What is the story?
这个故事很清楚的。
It's very clear.
给我们看见十字架, 怎样引导圣灵。
How the cross leads to the Holy Spirit.
我们真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见这个不是在2000年前所发生的事吗?
Didn't this happen 2000 years ago?
你看见主为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified.
第三天从死里复活。
Raised after 3 days.
50天以后,
50 days later,
主升天了, 然后圣灵降下来。
He ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit
descended. 把我们进成功做一个身体。
We were baptized into one body.
基督与教会。
Christ and the church.
乃是神心目中永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
现在弟兄姊妹, 就个人来说,
speaking,
基督的生命住在我们里面。
Individually speaking, Christ lives.
我们好像吃了生命树一样。
It's as if we ate of the tree of life.
我们不只回到伊甸园。
Not only do we return to the Garden of Eden.
我们比伊甸园更多的。
But we are more than the Garden.
现在是被带回到神永远的旨意。
We are brought back to the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄，神有没有被打倒呢？神有没有被推翻的？没有。
Was God overthrown? No.
没有，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？撒旦以为是神被推翻了，神完了。
Satan thought that he overthrew God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在你看见神一面怎样把我们带回伊甸园。
On one hand, God takes us back to the Garden of Eden.
但神的旨意比这更多的。
But God's purpose is higher than that.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们看见。
Now we see.
在我们主的身上。
In the life of our Lord.
永远的灵。
The eternal spirit.
怎样的把他带到十字架。
How he led him to the cross.
不止如此。
Not only that.
那个十字架也把我们的主带到五旬节。
The cross also led our Lord to Pentecost.
当圣灵降下的时候
，When the Holy Spirit descends,
请我们记得
，Let us remember.
圣经说，我们的主刚刚升天，这是这个什么？这是启示录第五章第四五章那里第六章那里告诉我们的。
We find this in Revelation 6.
他说，在天上有羔羊站立。
There is a Lamb of God, Lamb standing in
heaven. 所以我们的主升到天上了。
And our Lord has risen to heaven.
是被杀过的。
Is one who was just slain.
这个原文是刚刚被杀过的。
The original says just slain.
我们主刚刚升天。
Our Lord just ascended to heaven.
然后羔羊有七角跟七眼。
And the Lamb has seven horns and seven eyes.
就是神的七灵。
The seven spirits.
差遣往普天下去。
Sent forth to the ends of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是五旬节的故事。
This is the story of Pentecost.
五旬节从天上被带到地上来。
On Pentecost, from heaven down to earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这个灵是什么灵呢？
What kind of spirit is this?
因为是羔羊的七角和七眼。
Because of the seven horns and seven eyes.
所以这个灵是羔羊的灵。
This spirit is the spirit of the.
这个灵是十字架的灵。
This spirit is the spirit of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
当圣灵引主到十字架。
When the Holy Spirit led our Lord to the cross.
所以那个十字架是圣灵的十字架。
That cross is the cross of the Spirit.
不是木头的十字架。
It is not a wooden cross.
不是许多人当的偶像那个十字架。
It is not a cross that is idolized.
你把木头盖得越高越大，那个不是。
You can create a huge wooden cross. That's not it.
那是圣灵的十字架。
It is the cross of the Holy Spirit.
但是当十字架把主带到领回圣灵的时候。
But when the cross leads the Lord back to the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵是什么灵？
What spirit is that?
那个圣灵是属乎是羔羊的。
That Holy Spirit, that spirit is the spirit of the Lamb.
那是羔羊的灵。
That is the spirit of the Lamb.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那就是十字架的灵。
That is the spirit of the cross.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我觉得现在我们很清楚。
It is very clear.
在主的身上是这样。
It is how it was in our Lord.
那现在稀奇的很。
But now amazing.
圣灵降下来。
After the Holy Spirit has
descended, 圣灵的引导我们进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth.
他把所有客观的都变成主观。
All objective becomes subjective.
所以除了十字架的救赎
，outside of the redemption of the cross,
在我们这边
，in us,
有了十字架的交通。
We now have the fellowship of the cross.
你读你的圣经。
You read your Bible.
你把关于十字架的圣经把它分类，只能分这两类。
You can only separate two categories of God for the cross.
一类是十字架的救赎。
One category is the redemption of the cross.
一类是十字架的交通。
The other one is the fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他十字架来跟从我。
If one is to follow me, he needs to take up his cross and follow me.
这是十字架的交通。
This is the fellowship of the cross.
保罗说我们交通于他的苦难。
Paul says we fellowship in his suffering.
这是十字架的交通。
This is the fellowship of the cross.
保罗说我与基督已经同钉十字架。
Paul said that I've been crucified with Christ.
这是十字架的交通。
That is fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得我们昨天所唱的诗歌吗？
Do you remember the hymn we sang yesterday?
主耶稣可以一千回降生在伯利恒。
He could descend thousands of times into Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣可以，但是呢，问题如果我们没有相信，没有圣灵，没有在我们里面做工。
But if the Spirit has not worked in us,
他不能坐在我们身上。
He cannot live in us.
乃是圣灵感动我们。
It is because the Holy Spirit.
现在我们把十字架的工作的果效接到我们里面来了。
So now we can receive the fruit of the cross.
你看见没有，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers
and sisters,
last evening the hymn we sang became a precious hymn.
一面是十字架的救赎,
on one hand, the redemption of the cross.
另一面是十字架的教徒,
on the other hand, the fellowship of the cross.
但是何等可惜,
but sadly, today we only know the redemption of the cross.
不知道说圣灵乐意把十字架里面所完成的做在你和我的身上。
We do not see that the Holy Spirit wants to be able to work in us with the work of the cross.
如果你把这两个分开的话,
if you were to separate both of these things,
像许多 mystics,
just like many mystics do,
像许多的奥秘, 像许多的苦修的人,
many of those who practice asceticism,
那结果你看见说他们好像没有看见他们一直注意是里面的,
what they see is just inside.
结果是什么?结果他们背起他,结果 实在说来，那个十字架乃是基督的十字架，背起他的十字架，那个十字架就是基督的十字架。
To bear up your cross is the cross of Christ.
是当圣灵感动你的时候。
It's when the Holy Spirit touches you.
你从主那里接过来。
When you accept from the Lord.
这就是你的十字架。
It becomes your cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一切都是根据十字架的救赎。
Everything is according to the redemptive work of the cross.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
这是十字架与圣灵的关系。
This is the relationship between the cross and the Holy Spirit.
一面是圣灵引我们
It is Spirit who led our Lord to the cross.
然后呢, 十字架也引到圣灵。
And the cross leads him back to the Holy Spirit.
现在我们有了十字架的交通。
And now we have the fellowship of the cross.
所以感谢主, 同样的原则,
same,
是圣灵引导我们到十字架。
Same principle, the Holy Spirit leads us to the cross.
圣灵为你祷告, 为我祷告。
He prays, intercedes for you and me.
这个万物事就互相效力。
And all things work together for good.
这是十字架。
That's the cross.
不是所有的悲剧是十字架。
Not all tragedies are the cross.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No.
所有你所发生的, 如果是十字架, 一定是圣灵祷告的结果。
If everything that happens to you and is a cross is a result of the Holy Spirit interceding for you.
引我们到十字架。
The Spirit leads us to the cross.
但十字架的结果是什么?
But what is the result of the cross?
引我们到圣灵。
Leads us to the Spirit.
叫爱神人得益处。
So that all those who love him.
什么益处呢? 什么好处呢?
Will gain, what is that good?
磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of
the Son. 磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of the Son.
就是harvest, 就是丰收。
That is harvest.
磨成神永远的形象。
To be conformed to his image.
就是神永远的旨意。
It's God's eternal purpose.
现在我们懂了。
Now we know.
为什么十字架是达到神永远旨意的途径?
Why? The cross is the way to the eternal purpose of God. May the Lord speak to us. Let us pray.
主,
Lord, we commit these words unto you.
求你吹气在上面,
may you breathe upon them. May you interpret these words so that everyone can understand.
主啊, 但愿你不放过我们每一个人,
Lord, do not let us go. May you use these words to speak to us. May your will be done. In the Lord Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.